Well, hello there and welcome. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And today, as we do a couple of times a month, we're going to not only find out what people are talking about, but what you're praying about. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. Call early, call now to get your prayer intention broadcast to the world and get a lot of other people praying for what's important to you. 833-288-EWTN. Lines are wide open right now. No need to wait. 833-288-3986.
And Rich is waiting to answer your call, so please call in and share your prayer intentions, your prayer requests. We believe in the power of prayer. We pray round the clock. That's what the Take Two family does. That's what we absolutely live by. We are living on a prayer, right? And we want you to join in. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you are listening to us, please, we consider you part of the family. Call in with the intentions that you would like to share so that you can get a group of us just storming heaven. 833-288-3986. This is the first live broadcast of each month. We dedicate it to prayer. So we really have full phone lines usually the whole entire show. So don't wait till the last minute. 833-288-3986.
And Debbie and I are so happy to be with you every day, and the show team and affiliates, thank you for carrying the show. None of this would be possible without Mother Angelica, God rest her soul, her blessed memory. And EWTN, you may not have known this, dear Take Two family, EWTN was founded 40 years ago, this August 15th, by Mother Angelica. And so to honor her and to honor the founding of EWTN, Debbie and I and our producer Michael Birchfield and the other members of the show team are bringing together some famous Mother Angelica quotes. We'll have a little quote for you at the start of each program leading up to the August 15th date, which is the 40th anniversary of the founding of EWTN. And Debbie, did you want to do the honors?
Well, this is one of my favorite quotes, and Michael Birchfield, our producer, picked this out as well. So I just know this must be the one that needs to be shared with our wonderful Take Two family. So Mother Angelica quote for Monday is, "Faith is 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot in the air, and a queasy feeling in the stomach." So true.
So true.
Oh, I love that quote. It's so true. You know, that kind of free-falling feeling, you know, you have to really trust. And Mother Angelica knew how to share these very practical words with us so that we can relate them to our spiritual life. So one more time, faith is 1 foot on the ground, 1 foot in the air, and a queasy feeling in the stomach. Mother Angelica quote for Monday leading up to the August 15th celebration of 40 years, Jerry. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I think about the good that EWTN has done, and it's been such a joy for me. I know I can speak for you and all of the show team to be a small part of you know, what EWTN has become and has done in the world. I mean, it's worldwide largest religious media organization in the world. So folks, be sure and support EWTN. This would be a good time of the year, actually, to support EWTN. You've got to cat your own stations are going to have their pledge drives coming up. But remember, EWTN does the programming, provides it free for most of the stations, so saves the stations millions of dollars. So why not take this occasion of the 40th anniversary and make a generous donation to EWTN? You can do that right there on the website at EWTN.com.
And so it's August, and so Our Lady, we always think of Our Lady during August because another feast day, right, as celebration day. And so at the end of this show, I will lead the memorare. Does that sound good, Jerry?
Absolutely,
and so,
yeah.
So for all of the prayer intentions that have been spoken or on coming in on social media, or you can email us, take2@ewtn.com. Any which way you look at it, get your prayer intentions, prayer requests in, or when we get ready to pray, just kind of shout them out if you can. If you're not, maybe if you're at work, you can't possibly do that, but kind of shout them out and up to heaven, right? And we will pray together, and we will keep praying until maybe you call in or check in with us and let us know you have that praise report, because we're always wanting to thank God and thank Our Lady for answering for helping to answer our prayers. You know, absolutely, she's our spiritual mother. So please call in. This is your prayer show. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, if I may put one in there myself right now, I just learned, I think it was last Friday at morning mass, or may, no, maybe it was yesterday at morning mass on a Sunday. Two young adults, early 20s, from our parish died in a plane crash. I didn't hear any of the details of the plane crash. I don't know if it was like a small plane or what it was, but they were both right around 21, 22 years old. And so I would just ask people to pray for the repose of their souls and for comfort for the family and anybody else who might have been injured or lost their lives in that terrible, terrible plane crash. So please pray for those two young men and anybody else involved. I'd appreciate that.
Was that a small plane?
Like I said, I didn't get any of the details. I presume it was. I mean, if it was a jet or something, the whole world would probably know about it.
Right. See, I still will hold to my promise that I will fly with you if you do get your license. But this is the reason why I was a little hesitant. Because you hear about these small plane accidents, you know?
Yeah.
I know. It always makes me a little nervous. Because sometimes they, you know, fly with the weather, you know, the weather's off or the controls or they're, you know, what do they say? You can fly by like sight or with your controls. That's what happened to, with JFK Jr., right?
I believe so, yeah. I just did a quick search here. It was a small plane. Yeah, one of them, I presume, I'm not going to presume one of them was flying. They could have both been passengers, so.
Right. But you know what, Jerry? Listen, I'm going to still hold my promise. You get your license, I will fly with you. Do you see how I hesitated? But I will.
Well, you've taken the great risk of riding with me when I've been driving in a car before, so you've gotten most of the jitters out, I'm sure, by now.
It's ruined me for life, actually.
Well, you're ruining my reputation now. Everybody's going to think I'm a horrible driver.
No, you are phenomenal. No, Jerry is fantastic. It's just that he's in California and they know how to maneuver, you know, in traffic and know how to go, you know, everywhere. It's a little different in Arizona, although it's getting like California. We're getting a lot of California residents, so we're learning to kind of be like on the Autobahn. Is that the Autobahn, the one in Germany?
The Autobahn in Germany, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, folks, it is your prayer show. Enough with the banter back and forth. We're stalling, so you can call in, okay, and share what's on your mind, what's on your heart about what you want to pray for, okay? Your prayer intentions, your prayer requests. Jerry just offered one. I would like a personal intention, please, for our family. We're just going through a lot of emotional stuff. So please, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you, call in with your prayer requests right now.
So glad you're with us, and it is an honor and a blessing to be able to pray with you and for you. It's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show on August, the first show of August here, and then around the middle of the month, we do our Urgent Prayer show. So what can the world pray for you for? 833-288-3986. Real quickly, about a beautiful item in the EWTN Religious Catalog. It's a St. Joseph and Jesus framed artwork. It's a very touching image of St. Joseph holding the young child Jesus, and it's done in sepia tones, framed under glass in a dark brown wood frame. It also features a linen inner border. St. Joseph, of course, is the husband of the Virgin Mary and the patron saint of fathers and workers. His feast day is celebrated on March 19th and May 1st. March 19th being the Feast of St. Joseph, May 1st, Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. And this is made in the USA. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or above. That's in the continental United States only. Use the code FREE at checkout and get this beautiful St. Joseph and Jesus framed artwork.
Beautiful. In the year of St. Joseph, so there's still time. Go visit EWTNRC.com. There is, there's one or two open phone lines, so there's room for you. If you would like us to storm heaven with you, okay, we do this together as the mystical body of Christ in prayer. 833-288-3986. And I just want to say that, and I can speak for Jerry and I are always holding up the prayer intentions of all of the Take Two family. You guys are so kind and so wonderful at keeping us just encouraged and inspired to keep going in ministry. Thank you so very much. We love the Take Two family, and we hold up your prayer intentions in general all the time, right, Jerry? We have masses said, adoration, the rosary, round the clock, chaplets of divine mercy. It's just incredible.
It is. It's a great relationship that we have with you. Please pray for us, as Debbie said, and we are always praying for you. Let's go to Anna in San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Anna, welcome. What can we pray for today?
Hi. My daughter was evangelized into a religious cult a year ago, and my prayer request is that she chooses to leave that group and return to the Catholic faith.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We will pray for that. I put that down, Anna. Real quickly, I'm sure you're doing this, but I would get some family members and say many novenas. Just keep saying these intentional, long, dedicated prayers, devotionals for your daughter to leave and break this stronghold that's over her. Break that so that you can get her back to the Catholic faith. And Anna, it's almost like going into war. You've got to very much get rooted in prayer and also fasting. Fasting breaks strongholds, Anna. It's very powerful. Okay, I'm sure you're doing it, but I just wanted to remind you or anyone else listening.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Is it safe to assume she was raised Catholic, Anna?
Yes.
Okay, so the reason I ask is she's got those seeds planted. There is grace at work in her life right now. So let's take solace in that. And I agree with Debbie, definitely ramp up the prayers. But the fasting is really very, very important as well. And then, as Debbie is always quick to say, send your guardian angel, Anna, to her guardian angel to work on her heart to really highlight and emphasize, help her to realize, you know, what she has walked away from and walked into. And this could very, very easily have a blessed outcome with the grace of God and a lot of prayers and fasting. I agree.
Yes, I'm working on starting a 33-day Marian preparation.
Perfect.
This week.
Beautiful. Okay, well, if you are so inclined, you can keep us posted. We'll keep the prayers going. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. Okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. God bless, Anna. Thanks. Prayers going your way. That's tough, Debbie. A lot of parents experience that.
It is, but there's things we can do, and like prayer and fasting and the consecration and all sorts of things we can do, and they have power. They have spiritual power, and that's important. And so I just don't want parents to feel like, well, what do I do now? You know, I just sit and wait. No, there's things that we can be doing, like Anna's doing, and it'll God will move things. It'll move in the right direction. If our hearts are clear about that.
Yeah, right. I would go to Gary in Cleveland, listening on The Rock. Hello, Gary. Welcome to Take Two.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Doing okay. How about yourself, sir?
Not good at all. Terrible.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I was married for a lot of years, and she wanted a divorce, and I did. But, you know, I got divorced. We got divorced anyway. I was like boxed into it, and I'd like to get back with her. I see her all the time, not like every day, maybe twice a week, three times a week, because she helps me out with my bills, not monetarily, but just sort them out and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should keep on pursuing her in my head, or keep on trying, or never give up the ship. I don't know what to do. There's a lot of details, of course. I'm sure you don't want me to go into all those, but maybe you could ask me the questions and I could answer.
Sure. Gary, couple things. You're listening on The Rock. You have a great radio station. I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you would go to your website. Okay. But if you would go to your website for your station, am1260therock.com, starting this month, they're going to have the St. Monica novena. That's a very, very powerful novena, and you can put your intentions there. Saint Monica is a very active saint. We know that because many people have come back to the church and have just kind of renewed their faith, and that includes relationships and stuff like that. So, Gary, I would encourage you and all our listeners to go to am1260therock.com and join in on the Saint Monica novena. It's a special event that they are having this month. The second thing I would say, Gary, is there's three things. The second one is please get some professional assistance so that you can talk this out with somebody who knows, you know, how to work through all the things that you're thinking in your head and what you're feeling and the anxieties, the worry that, you know, should I go this way, that way? And professional help with a therapist or a psychologist or even a life coach can really help get you centered. The third thing I would say.
I'm kind of talking to you. That's right. Why I figured you guys got a little professional.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. But here's the third thing, Gary, and this is a game changer, okay? Get ready for this. Okay. Get yourself in a really close relationship with God. Pray often.
I am. Okay. I do.
Okay, perfect. But the closer you get in relationship, the clearer things will become, okay? The path forward will become crystal clear enough for you to take those steps forward with your wife, and if there's going to be a reconciliation or if it's just going to be a friendship or whatever it's going to be. But Gary, the key is your faith life, I believe, can determine what happens in the future, and it's really powerful. Those are my three things. The reason why I'm saying that, Gary, is because I personally utilized all of that when I was going through all these emotions, and so I was just imparting that to you, but I'm sure Jerry has other things he wants to share.
Well, where I would go with this, Gary, and you probably have done this already because you sound like a very prayerful, pious man, but at any time, it's a good idea to go to St. Joseph, but in this year of St. Joseph, there's no question that God is allowing St. Joseph to bring about so many more powerful things in people's lives through his intercession. So, you know, stay close to Joseph and trust your marriage to him. You know, you didn't want the divorce. You still love her. You would still like to be together. And, you know, if that would seem to be the will of God, too, you know, if God brought the two of you together. So, but we'll be praying hard for you, Gary. Okay. Was anything else you wanted to say, or would you have any comments on what we shared?
Yes. Should I continue to pursue her, to see her and all that, or should I just drop out of the whole picture?
Well, you know, we are not counselors or therapists or psychiatrists or anything like that. A thought that I had a couple minutes ago, I hesitated to share it, but I will now because you asked the follow-up. And that is, Debbie and I are big on this program of encouraging people to be detached from the outcome of things. And what that means is you don't stop loving her, you don't stop passionately wanting to be back together with her and begging God for that. But just simply try to develop a disposition of your heart that is detached from the outcome. God will bring whatever outcome he'll bring, and just be praying that you can have peace in your heart and be okay with that, whatever that is, and leave it in God's hands. But just try to practice that detachment from whatever the outcome is going to be. Again, not without praying for her, for you, and wanting to make this happen. But maybe just sort of take a little bit of a hands-off approach right now, leave it in all in God's hands, and practice that spirit of detachment, okay?
That's where I'm at now with her, though. You know,
okay,
a hands-off approach.
Sure. Well, Gary, yeah, and you're doing all the right things. Debbie, I think he's doing all the right things. And, you know, God hears you. He knows your heart. He knows your heart before you even called this radio program today, Gary. So the good thing is you're praying for this, and now the entire Take-Two family around the world will be praying for this intention for you. Please be assured of that, brother, and try to be at peace in your hearts. We are with you in prayer. God bless you, Gary. Thanks for your call.
One big question here. Could I do that?
Real quick, yeah, we got a lot of people to get to. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I've been praying. What do prayers actually do? Is there somebody collecting these prayers and going, whoa, boy, this guy's got a lot of prayers?
Yeah.
I mean, what does it do?
Well, okay, Gary, here's how I always visualize it, okay? Remember being as parents when you're cooking at the stove and your little toddler comes up to you and they're just grabbing your shirt or your pant leg and they're just tugging on it. And finally you turn and you say, "What? What do you want?" "Oh, I want a cookie." Okay? And it's this idea of relationship, Gary. God wants us to constantly connect and be in communion with him. And in order to do that, there must be this, because we're human beings, this transfer of information in our hearts and what's in our souls. So when you say collecting, I think it's more of the more you ask, the more you share with God, the more you talk to God, the closer you get to God. That's how I see it, Gary. And so that you never want to get exhausted in prayer. In fact, when you feel exhausted, ramp it up even more. Go even deeper. Go to adoration more. Gary, God, our God is a God that wants to connect with us. And we have to be of a patient disposition, because our God will work fast, but in his time. And so I just wanted to share that with you. But be at peace and be of hope and joy, and you'll see that things will move even quicker when you're in that frame of mind. What do you think, Jerry?
Yeah, and one final thing, Gary, go to CatholicCounselors.com. If you're looking for the kind of professional help that you indicated a few minutes ago that Debbie and I are not qualified to provide, the Popcheks, Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck, are, and they have a number of other counselors as well. CatholicCounselors.com is their website if you want to move in that direction. But we got to move on to some other calls here, Gary. Lots of prayers going up with you and for you. 833-288-3986. Also listening on The Rock is Denise in Akron, Ohio. Denise, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I just ask that we all unite together and pray for my nephew Joe and his family that are fighting COVID right now, and to pray for all the health and safety of my family and loved ones.
Okay. And you said his name is Joe? Well, Joe. Jerry mentioned it. Yep, we go to St. Joseph then, Denise.
St. Joseph.
Yep.
I've already done consecration to him, and good. I've been praying the novena every month this whole
good.
Year.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Janet. We will definitely be here. Denise Janet's coming up. But folks, keep Joe and all of their family who are fighting COVID in your prayers. We would appreciate that. Okay, let's see. Do we have any social media that we can get to? We do, actually.
We do. We have a lot of text messages coming in, too. Go ahead.
Well, on the website, take2show.com, Anonymous sent an email saying that they need prayers for a special intention. So we will be praying for that, Anonymous. Be assured of that. We have Marie C. on YouTube, watching the stream on YouTube. We're also on Facebook. EWTN's page is there. Marie says, "I'm praying for my daughter to give up that New Age stuff she's doing and return to the Catholic Church. Also, the daughter of a church friend who had a stroke and is in hospice." So Marie has got a couple of very
deep
prayer intentions there too, Debbie. Yeah, right.
And we have more coming in. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. And I'm feeling an overwhelming sense. This normally doesn't happen, but I just feel it strongly that there is somebody out there who's maybe not going to call in, but there's a very urgent prayer request, like immediate. We don't know who this person is, but please, folks, please be praying the rosary. I just feel it. Normally that never happens. It happens like once every couple years. It is the strangest feeling, but somebody is in need of deep prayer right now.
Okay. We will do that. We will do that indeed. And we do have, I'm not sure if we have a line open or not. I think we might, but we're doing our Whom or What Are You Praying For show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. As we start, yes, the month of August, believe it or not, another month is upon us. We pray that your summer is going well. It's back to school for a lot of kids today or coming up the next week or two. So we will be praying for all of the little ones who are going back to school as well. But if you'd like to join us with a prayer intention, whom or what is it? We will be happy to let you go on the air, and the whole Take Two family throughout the world will pray for you. The number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can do what many people do and email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can post on the website, which I mentioned a moment ago, take2show.com. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, post your comments there. Or text the letters EWTN to 55000. It might be a small data rate. Listen for the reminder and then place your response.
First live broadcast of every month, we devote it to prayer, and today is whom or what are you praying for here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you've never called in before, please do so and share your prayer requests or intentions with us. We storm heaven around the clock. Here's how you do it. You just dial this number, 1-833-288-3986, and back to the phones we shall go to Janet in Swanton, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Janet. Thanks for waiting and welcome. Hello, Janet. I don't hear Janet. Do you hear Janet?
I do not hear Janet, no. Maybe Rich can pick up the line there, make sure she's still there. In the meantime, you want to move on to Jackie then?
Yeah, and just real quickly, if we don't get Janet back, she needs prayers for her granddaughter and twins. We've got that down, Janet, just in case we don't get you back. And that's Janet in Ohio. And Jackie's up next in Madison, Wisconsin, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for prayers today for my brother, Brian. He's suffering from a skin condition that's really disfiguring his hands. It started just before the lockdown last year, and so mm-hmm. he had a doctor's appointment that was canceled because everything shut down, and in the ensuing months, it spread significantly. He's been to doctors now, and treatments aren't working, and it's having a detrimental effect on his mental health because he's always trying to hide his hands. He prefers now to stay at home, and he's always been one to tell great stories and talk with his hands, and now he's, you know, he's just kind of subdued and, you know, self-conscious, and I'm just asking for prayers for his healing if it be God's holy will.
Mm-hmm. Deb, you have a thought? I've got a couple things, but...
No, you go ahead and go first. I wrote it down in the book, though. Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie, so sorry to hear about this, especially the timing. Like you said, he was due to get some treatment for this and then couldn't because of COVID. And this really, it's so unfortunate when something like this just saps the life out of somebody. And we're going to pray that he is really filled with the Holy Spirit and that God will just do a beautiful, new, fresh work in his life. And I just happened, as you were talking, I happened to look online. There's a patron saint for everything, you know, when you're Catholic. And believe it or not, Saint Bartholomew is the patron saint of dermatology. So he is, he's long been associated with skin diseases. I don't know why. Usually if a saint's a patron of something, it's because they experienced it themselves or what have you. But I'm not sure that we know that about Bartholomew the Apostle. So one of the apostles actually is the patron saint of dermatology. So in addition to going to Our Lady and to Saint Joseph, I definitely pray for Saint Bartholomew's intercession as well. Debbie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's great. What do you think, Jackie?
Thank you for that. I'm definitely going to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and pray with great faith. Debbie always says, we worship a big, bold God. And I would say for you and for Brian and your entire family, pray with confidence. And especially when you pray to St. Joseph in this year of St. Joseph, I've heard it so many times. People say, thank him in advance for what he's going to do. And that kind of faith, that kind of trust is very pleasing to God and to the saints who take our prayer intentions before God. So be bold, be big, be confident, and just give thanks already in advance for what St. Joseph and all of the other saints and our blessed Lord are going to do in this situation.
Thank you for that encouragement.
No, you're very welcome.
And Jackie, we put you in the prayer book too, and any other intentions as well, including, you know, obviously Brian, as we put a star next to Brian, but also for your whole family, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You got it.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Paula is up next in Andover, New Jersey, listening on Alexa. Hi, Paula. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
What can we pray for? Yeah.
Actually, I'm asking prayers for my husband, Sonny. He's a deacon. He's been a deacon for 22 years. And every 6 months, he goes in for his prostate check. Mm-hmm. And he's actually going on the 18th to have the PSA level checked. And I just ask for prayers that everything with the blood work goes well and we don't have any issues to deal with that.
Right. Okay. Well, and please thank your husband for being a deacon. Thank you. Thank him so very much for his vocation. And you're along with him in that. And that's a beautiful thing. August 18th is when the test is going to be done. The Feast of the Assumption is August 15th. Make sure you bring in Our Lady, and we'll be praying the Memorare. Very strong prayer. How about the Express Novena, Paula? 9 Memorares. And then at St. Teresa of Calcutta used to say a 10th Memorare already in Thanksgiving for what she knew the Blessed Mother was going to answer. So I would strongly suggest the Express or the Flying Novena, the Memorare Novena, okay?
Okay. And if I could, I didn't put this in, but if you could also pray for myself, because I seem to get filled with a lot of anxiety when he has to go for these tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I guess I don't seem to know how to release that anxiety. And I just went to confession, and the priest told me, you know, you got to pray for peace. And
right.
That's the main thing that I seem to, I guess, lack in praying for.
Well, yeah, well, it could be. But here's the thing. I struggle with that as well. And I had a wonderful priest as well say, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. You know, some people may think it's a little bit overboard that I say, Jesus, I trust in you, probably 100 times a day. But for me, right, it's important that I constantly reestablish that in my head so that I don't fall into worry and anxiety and fear and all those kinds of things. But Paula, Jesus, I trust in you. It works for me. Have the Divine Mercy image somewhere where you can constantly see it and meditate upon it. And then also Padre Pio, ask Padre Pio to be with you. Remember, he was famous for saying, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. Paula, that's my recipe for a success in that area.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling, Paula. A lot of prayers will be going up for that. 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today? Dorothy is in Pensacola, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello. I'm on my way to Mass to pray for Gary, and I wanted to tell him that there is a group called Covenant Keepers. It is non-denominational. People whose spouses have left get together and pray for the person that they were married to, because the covenant is Jesus, the wife, and the husband. So even if the husband breaks the covenant, the wife continues to pray for him wherever he is. And I've been in that situation, and my marriage was restored, and my husband passed away 2 years ago after 46 years of cancer. And when he left this world, we were together, and I'm very blessed.
Yeah, I was looking online here, and Dorothy, I there's more than one Covenant Keepers ministry. My memory is right, there was a Catholic ministry called Covenant Keepers. I think Steve Wood founded that, if I'm not mistaken, many years ago. But I do know that there's more than one online. So I would just simply say to those who are looking into something like that to just make sure that they, you know, do a little bit of research and just see what the ministry is all about. But definitely a good idea for Gary to connect with other men like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. One more note. I have tested positive for cancer cells and a colon test, and there's 10% chance that it is a fake positive. So if anybody would like to pray for that, that'd be great too.
Well, we definitely want to pray for that. And we want you to be, you know, fully healed of anything like that, if there's even a 1% chance, Dorothy. So we're going to pray. Absolutely. I've already put you in the book. So you're we're way ahead of you. Okay. So we're going to be praying.
Okay.
Would you keep us posted and let us know how that turns out, that test?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Sweet. Yeah. I thought that was so sweet that you said, if anybody would like to pray, of course you're our sister in Christ. Of course we want to pray. It's an honor. It's a wonderful honor to be able to pray for others, and we do it together. But we're trading you prayers, Dorothy. You got to pray for us too. There you go.
Okay. Becky is on the line. She is in Morgantown, West Virginia, listening on Light of Life Radio. Hello, Becky. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello, Debbie and Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I head up a prayer team of St. Francis de Sales. There's 10 of us, and we pray on a regular basis. We text. I text everybody with their prayers. And today we're praying for Joshua, who will be undergoing a heart catheterization tomorrow. He had a heart transplant when he was 16, and we're asking that the heart catheterization be a success and that he continue on in good health. And just all the prayers of my prayer members and our families. And I'm actually going about 40 miles away to a little town called Shinston, West Virginia, this afternoon. And I will stop in. They have a prayer adoration chapel, St. Margaret's, that's open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I will offer up the prayers I've heard today on your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that's huge. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. You helped me several years ago when my nephew passed away on September 17th. And young, 40-some years old, but he'd had strokes due to drug issues. And I had spent the night with him as he was passing. And there are times when I feel his presence very close to me, and I continue to pray for his soul.
Yeah.
And you all were very helpful in that day, that morning that I'd left his bedside. I was pretty demolished from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much.
Yeah, and Becky, you know, it would be no surprise if you are sensing his presence in some way, maybe his prayers for you. You know, you were so charitable and generous with your time and with your heart to be by his bedside, you know, in those last hours. And that means so much. You know, I just feel horrible for anybody who ever has to die alone. And let's face it, a lot of people die alone around this world. And I pray to God. I pray to God that I'm surrounded by love and friends and family. And you did that for Joshua. I'm sorry, for
Alan.
Alan, yeah, Joshua was the other prayer intention. God's got graces in that for you, Becky. You showed your love and generosity to God. He is certainly going to return that to you, Debbie.
Yeah, absolutely. And Becky, we're always here for you. So we're connected. You know, the mystical body of Christ, we are connected so closely beyond any walls or barriers or anything. And that's the beauty of the body of Christ. So we journey together, and like you're doing right now and saying those wonderful prayers for the intentions for the Take Two family, we do the same, and we continue until we all finish this time here on earth and go back to God where we all belong. And so Becky, thank you so much for just being a true beautiful soul, and we just love you for that.
Thank you. Bye-bye
now. 833-288-3986. You want to tell everybody about your Italian friend and her radio show?
My Italian friend, yes. Could that be Teresa Tomeo?
Yeah.
Catholic Connection, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Teresa and her guests share their Catholic perspective on the day's news and newsmakers. And Teresa does a fabulous job. She cares. Teresa cares about all of us, and she wants us to get to heaven. And so please check out her show.
Okay, back to the phones to Amarillo, Texas. Jeannie is next, listening on St. Valentine Radio. Hi, Jeannie. Thank you for calling Take Two. How can we help you?
I just need some really big-time prayers. I've been struggling with depression for years, and the last few months things have really gotten tough because I'm going to have to move after being in a place for 19 years, and I don't know exactly how I'm going to be able to do it, and the circumstances have overwhelmed me. In the last couple of weeks, a person I considered a friend, I offended her by asking a question, and I'm just really berating myself and just have sunk down into depression again, and I just need to be lifted up and understand. I'm lost.
Right. We can hear it, Jeannie, but here's some good news, okay? Here's some things you can do right now. As soon as we're done talking, you can do it right now. First of all, you have your guardian angel right next to you, okay? Your guardian angel is your biggest friend, bodyguard, soul guard, you name it. Your guardian angel is there to walk with you, to guard you and guide you in all your ways, to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. And that also means to keep you in a wonderful place if you allow your guardian angel to you just journey with hope and joy and all the good things, Jeannie, not the sad things, right? So you have your guardian angel. Right. You have your guardian angel. There's also resources out there, Jeannie, through the church and through professional services like CatholicCounselors.com, all sorts of resources and support out there to help you professionally. There's also medical support, too, if you need that. OK, if there's something that you need by way of any type of medicine or supplements or anything to help you through this. Jeannie, there's support around you. You said the words, I need to be lifted up. Well, you can be lifted up from a human perspective when you tap into all these resources. And then from a spiritual realm, Jeannie, you have your guardian angel. You have all the saints, okay, your go-to saints, Jeannie. You have the Blessed Mother as your spiritual mother. You have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jeannie, you are surrounded by support. Okay. And here's something you can do starting right now. Instead of looking at everything in front of you as a problem or a change or a loss or something sad, maybe shift it a little bit, Jeannie, in your mind and say, this is an adventure. This is exciting. This is a new beginning. This is a new, fresh start. You know, it's the way we look at things sometimes that it allows us to move forward or stay stuck. And we don't want you to stay stuck, Jeannie. We want you to move forward. What do you think? Can you try to practice these little baby steps right now? You'll see that you'll start to feel just a little bit better.
Well, I was doing really good up until last week, and then yesterday it just overwhelmed me. It just seems like it comes in waves.
Mm-hmm. It does. Depression does that. Yeah,
it does indeed. Yeah. Well, yeah, Jeannie, I've experienced depression in my life a couple times, pretty seriously. And one thing that I realized, and it sounds like you're going through it as well, it's like anything you have to do is a huge deal. Even if you would usually look at it as just a little thing, you know, a daily chore, daily task here and there, whatever. But you need to get help. You need to get help. I sought help. There were so many things. You mentioned the word overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed at times, and I just simply had to rely on Debbie, rely on other people, my family, my friends, and say, can you do this for me? Like, you know, help me with, go through my mail, you know, and pay my bills and just do the little, you know, mundane things of life. So, we can understand that you're going through that, especially with this move being forced upon you. But hopefully what Debbie said, you know, gives you a little bit of a crack in the door there, a little bit of a ray of light shining through there. And you are always welcome to email us, take2@ewtn.com. And, you know, we would offer you any encouragement or support we can. But definitely get that professional help that Debbie talked about, and if you haven't done so already.
And what was that email again?
It's take2. And it can be the word spelled out, T-W-O, or the number 2, take2@ewtn.com.
Well, I'll just, I don't know, it's just like, I thank you for understanding. Few people understand. I've been told that I want to be this way, and I don't want to be this way. They don't know me, or they wouldn't know that I don't like being depressed.
Nobody would, in their right mind, would want to be in depression. So do not listen to them, Jeannie. Maybe they're just being critical of you. They don't want to help. They're just, yeah, I don't know what they're thinking, but we understand where you are, Jeannie, what you're going through. And we're here with you. We're not counselors, professional, trained psychiatrists or anything, but we are here to just lend an encouraging word if you ever do want to email us, okay?
Thank you so very much, and I bless you, and thank you for your work. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate you too, Jeannie. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you, Jeannie. Okay, where are we going next? Can we still hit some phones or sure. the social media? Okay, I just want to make sure we hit the button on the phones. Okay, Patricia in Owensboro, Kentucky, Sacred Heart Radio. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I was calling my son, my 29-year-old son, married on New Year's Eve this past December. He married his girlfriend of about 4 years, and she was 26. Mm-hmm. And the next day, she had to go to the emergency room because she wasn't doing so well, and they life-flighted her to the
Patricia, you were breaking up a little bit. Can you try again? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little bit better now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was married back in December, and the next day his new wife had to be life-flighted to Louisville, Kentucky. Transplant. He had liver failure. And she was in the hospital for 40 days. She went off of the ventilator, and they thought she might be able to get a transplant at one point, and then they said her body was too weak. She passed away, and he's dealing with it. And the family, of course, yeah, she was so young, and it was so sudden. Mm-hmm. But we're all trying to figure out what we can do. You know, we pray for her a lot. They weren't married in the church. I guess we're worried about her soul and about his grief.
Mm-hmm.
They really need prayers, and we're kind of at a loss of what we can do for them.
Well, pray it is, Patricia. Pray, mm-hmm. pray. And, you know, it's got to be really tough. Like you said, she was not Catholic. They were not married in the church. But God can and does when we pray to him. He can turn things around. You know, St. Thérèse of Lisieux always said she used to pray for God to make right whatever she made wrong, to make up for or fill in for what she ever, you know, any omissions on her part. And then her third ingredient was to just ask for trust, to be trusting in God. So pray to St. Thérèse. Ask her to impress upon your heart what you can do by way of prayer and then trusting in God for the situation. It is very, very unfortunate. But God is bigger than all of that. And so we will pray that God will give peace to your son and that he will save the soul of your daughter-in-law.
Yeah,
Debbie?
Yeah, I agree. And also, Patricia, if you want to go to your pastor and ask if there's any type of, you know, just some comforting words or prayers or where you can gather together and just have your pastor there. I just think it's always when clergy is present, Patricia, it adds obviously another element of deep spirituality. And that really does help to bring comfort to souls that are hurting. So you may want to think about that as well. And I agree, prayer is key. And you'll see things will start to heal. I mean, it's so new. I mean, she passed in February. You guys are grieving, and you guys, you know, need that support again. Support, and support's out there in the church. Just look for it, Patricia. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. We get to a couple of little bit of social
sure.
media, and then you're going to lead the memorari for us, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, I'm watching on YouTube, in need of serious prayers as my seizure medications are causing a lot of damage to my brain. So many of us struggle getting to know God or stay focused when your mind is working against you. Joey D, praying for my brother Carlos, an eye ailment and digestive abnormalities. Also, he is an alcoholic. Fatima is praying for the souls in purgatory every day. Luke says, I pray for all those who are unvaccinated, that they do not get COVID, and for those who can, that they gain the wisdom to take the vaccine to save themselves and others around them. And obviously, that's a very deep personal issue between, you know, for everyone between them and their doctors. So we pray that everyone would be safe, and I think we kind of cover everybody with that. Jennifer, for a safe trip to the beach today and a family vacation. So a lot of prayer intentions coming on social media as well.
Yes, and emailing take2@ewtn.com. Also, we've got Kate and Jennifer and Elijah and Denise and Lucia. We've got you in the book. I wrote it all down, your comments that Rich, Jesse, our call screener, put up for your calls. But let's do this, Jerry. Okay, we talked about the Express Novena, the Flying Novena, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, we love her. She said 9 memoraries, and then she said a 10th one already in Thanksgiving for what the Blessed Mother was going to do. So why don't we do this, Jerry? Why don't we say the first one together, and then you, Take Two family, say the additional 8 memoraries, and then say that extra one thanking the Blessed Mother. Okay, has everybody got a deal? I don't hear any answer, but I'm assuming everybody's saying yes, we're in, right?
Yep, let's go.
Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. And don't forget, St. Joseph, pray for us. Right, Jerry?
St. Joseph, pray for us. Tomorrow, the world throws all kinds of things at us each and every day, every moment of every day. When you want to kind of tune out the world, how do you do that? Take a nap, get a massage, a walk in the woods, read a book. What do you do to tune the world out when you want a little peace and quiet in your life? That's tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. And again, St. Joseph, please pray for us.